WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. Today, we're diving deep into something that's become more crucial than ever in our crazy, fast-paced world. Building inner strength through mindfulness and meditation. Ever feel like you're on a hamster wheel, running and running but getting nowhere? Like your mind is constantly buzzing with to-do lists, worries, and distractions. Yeah, I get it. Trust me, I've been there. But what if I told you that cultivating inner strength isn't about becoming some Zen master who floats above life's chaos? It's about finding that calm center within yourself, even when things around you are swirling like a hurricane. So, how do we build this inner fortress? Well, it starts with mindfulness and meditation. Think of these practices as the gym for your mind. They strengthen your ability to focus, manage stress, and react with clarity instead of letting emotions take the wheel. It's about training yourself to be present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, like a curious observer rather than someone drowning in them. And let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. Breakups, job losses, health issues, you name it. But by building that inner strength, you become more resilient. You develop the capacity to weather those storms with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. Think of a mighty oak tree standing tall against the wind. That's what mindfulness and meditation can do for you. They help you become that unshakable presence, rooted in calm even when life gets bumpy. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, meditation. That sounds like something hippies do, hear me out. Meditation doesn't have to be all chanting and lotus poses, though if that's your thing, go for it. It can be as simple as taking 5 minutes each day to just breathe deeply, focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. That's it. No judgment, no pressure, just a few moments of intentional presence. And mindfulness? It's about bringing that same awareness into everyday activities. Washing dishes, walking the dog, even waiting in line at the grocery store. By paying full attention to the sensations, sounds, and thoughts without getting carried away, you train your mind to be more focused and present. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in a good book or movie, losing track of time. That's mindfulness in action. You're fully immersed in the experience, not letting your mind wander to other things. By practicing mindfulness regularly, you can cultivate that state of being more often, making even mundane tasks more enjoyable and fulfilling. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and everyone around you is honking their horns and freaking out. But instead of getting sucked into the chaos, you take a few deep breaths, notice the feeling of the steering wheel in your hands, and listen to the rhythm of the music on the radio. You're still present, still aware of the situation, but you're not letting it control your emotions or hijack your day. That, my friends, is inner strength. That's the power of mindfulness and meditation. So, here's what we learned today. Building inner strength isn't about becoming superhuman, it's about cultivating that calm center within yourself. Mindfulness and meditation are like the tools to build that fortress. They help you focus, manage stress, and react with clarity even when life throws curveballs. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Start small, 5 minutes of daily meditation, a few moments of mindful breathing throughout your day. And don't be afraid to experiment. Find what works for you and make it a part of your routine. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. Share in the comments what's one way you plan to incorporate mindfulness or meditation into your life this week. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Way for more daily doses of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, stay strong, stay mindful, and keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.